It's business time. It's business. It's business time.
I know what you're trying to say. You're trying to say it's time for business. It's business time.
Ooh, it's business. It's business time.
Yes, it's time for the download on Chicago Business, sponsored by Signature Bank. This is our weekly segment where we talk with CEOs, entrepreneurs, and business leaders. They share their stories so we can better understand ours. Tonight, let's talk trades. If you haven't noticed, Chicago, especially downtown, is in a construction boom. So many cranes in operation, so many planned construction projects on the horizon. It's amazing. And this is a huge plus for contractors and tradesmen who don't have to go far to find good, high-paying, steady work. But with the advent of technology and the overall decline in educational opportunities, less and less young people are getting into the trades. For instance, how about this stat? Nearly half of the construction workers in the Chicago area are 55 and older, which means they'll be retiring within the next 10 years. So how can the workforce meet the demands of today and the future? In studio tonight, George Tuchowski and Terrence Roach. They're both contractors in the area, and they represent the Chicagoland Association of General Contractors, which is the largest association in Illinois with a total membership of over 250 people. Terrence, George, thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us, Justin.
All right, so let's talk right away about the Chicagoland AGC, Association of General Contractors. What is this, and what do you guys do?
All right. Then number one, thank you, Justin. Thank you for having us here. Congratulations on you being able you to money. Energize the Steve Cochran show in the morning. All right. We know we're going to start kicking some butt now.
All right.
All right. But thank you very much for having us here. Chicagoland Association of General Contractors is the conglomeration of all the largest GCs that we have here in the Chicago area, our affiliates, whether it be vendors, subcontractors, consultants, et cetera. We are the quintessential area to go to for anything that's related to the construction industry, whether it be education, political advocacy, labor relations, et cetera. That's how and what we're here for. We're your go-to source for that.
You know, I'm always interested because you look around right now. I live in the West Loop, talk about it. I mean, you can't go a block without a construction site or a crane or anything. It just seems like we're back to where we might have been in the late 2000s before the economic crash. Is that safe to say that you're seeing more and more construction in the Chicago area and it's on par with historic rates?
Well, Justin, if you haven't noticed, probably the new fashion you've seen throughout downtown in this entire loop here is the high-vis. That'd be hard hats, safety glasses, earplugs, etc. All right, steel toes. So absolutely, Justin, the Chicagoland area is in a construction boom. We have more work going on now here than we've had in the longest time. We've got a number of stats that go ahead and show you that. The issue that we do have here is, as you mentioned earlier, and that is, do we have a continuing workforce that can help and support how and what we're doing here?
When you guys are, as contractors, trying to subcontract out or get people to come work on a site, you recognize that? Do you recognize that a lot of people that you lean on at your companies are older, that those are the people that get the job done the right way?
Yeah, that's how the workforce is made up right now. It is difficult to staff projects. We found that as we grow, and Duncan Roach has grown quite a bit, as a lot of construction companies in the area have, and it's become significantly more difficult. And you do notice that the workforce is aging, and we have to get the next generation involved. And in order to do that, we have to change the paradigm of the way people view construction.
And let's talk about that coming up here. You know, when you're, I kind of said in the intro as well, you know, you right now, if you're in contracting, if you're in construction, there's work for you. I mean, there's a lot going on in Chicago. How do you make sure, both of you guys, especially representing the AGC, how do you make sure that the work is done right? And what I mean is there's so many opportunities here to go quick with a 10-story building, or we got to turn that around as fast as we can, and developers come in and people want to get these jobs done. How do you make sure that it's not a rush job and they're cutting corners and putting in appliances or bad walls and things like that we saw the last time this happened?
Justin, that's a great question, and we really appreciate you taking asking us these questions. The workforce that we have developed here is, whether it be Leopardo Companies, Duncan Roche, et cetera, all our members of the Chicagoland AGC, Association of Subcontractors and Affiliates in the Illinois Green Building Council, we have the highest trained, whether it be on safety, newest technology, et cetera, to our union workforce that we have. These folks go through a very intensive 4 to 5 year apprentice program. Apprentice program where they're actually paid as they go through that schooling. And we have some of the best trained folks that you have in the industry.
So that's how you make sure you keep quality, is this idea of the apprenticeships and making sure that from the get-go, it's kind of like school, but like an internship, but on the job.
Training, right? These are paid apprenticeships, okay? You are learning from the best in the industry. I am a trustee with the Carpenter School for the Chicago Regional Council of Carpenters. And if you were to go out and view their facility and the folks that they have training these people and the apprentices that are training there, you'd be blown away. I'd love to have you out there sometime. If you build that base, then everything else comes with that. All of that quality control, all of that quality assurance, and then the schedules are always getting tighter.
Okay, but that's
and
my
to build
question.
Something quality inside of a tight schedule.
Yeah, right. But what I always wonder is that the people that are paying you as a general contractor, they want it on time, they want it at this point, and they want it on budget, if they can, or under budget if possible. And where does the urge, or I guess in hypotheticals, where does the cut corner part happen? Does it happen in the fact that someone who wants a building up is like, I'm not flexible on when this is done or this project is done? Like, when does it happen where you see that kind of stuff, like slap up whatever wall you can?
Well, Justin, that happens all the way along the line, you know, from the time from the buyout to, you know, how desperate a contractor is to get some work.
Mm-hmm. And, Justin, you take a look out your window right here, and you're looking at some absolute icons that will last here, not just in our lifetime, but for lifetimes.
And we're in
to
one
come.
Right now, the Tribune
All right.
Tower. The
These
Wrigley
were
building.
Built by some of the best craftsmen that ever existed in this world. All right, these craftsmen were learned and are skilled craftsmen throughout the trade. And these folks here, these men and women who have performed these buildings up here, are not the people who have cut corners. All right, these are the people who know and understand what their schedules are, what their budgets are, and will enact procedures and plans to make sure they can deliver to their client what is necessary and what is needed. But we don't get that, as Terrence mentioned, we don't get that without the proper training, the proper education, the proper knowledge, both on skills and safety, because nothing matters more than safety.
Let's do this. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll talk about the education side and what it takes to get a younger generation interested in the trades. George Drahowski and Terrence Roach in studio tonight. We're talking about construction jobs. They represent the Chicagoland AGC, which is the Association of General Contractors. We'll take a quick break. Come back here on the Download Chicago Business. Stay with us.
It's business time. It's business.
It's the Download Chicago Business. I'm Justin Kaufman. Segment sponsored by Signature Bank. In studio, we're talking about contracting, construction business. Two representatives from the AGC, the Chicagoland AGC, the Association of General Contractors, are in studio. George Drahowski and Terrence Roach. They are contractors in Chicago. They run their own companies here in town. And we're talking about how do you get, with the construction boom, which is really taking over here in 2018, how do you get the next generation of craftsmen to come along? Because there has been, and I mentioned before you guys came in, I was talking about Washburn Trade School and the vocational schools of the past, where that was a big part of CPS, and that died off at a certain point, and it's coming back in certain ways. But how do you get society to recommit to the idea of trade school?
Yeah, like we mentioned before the break, changing the paradigm, you know, blue collar versus white collar. These are great jobs. They're not just jobs, they're careers. Right? Great benefit package, terrific wage, lots of opportunity for specific people. People who like to use their head all day long, like to work with their hands. You know, we need folks with strong backs.
I'm out.
So smart, motivated people. People with great attitudes. People that want to get ahead. You know, if you're sitting behind a desk and you're stagnating, and you got that debt, that college debt, and you got one kid, you got another one on the way, and you can't get ahead, you know? Well, here's an opportunity to compete, you know? 45% of the workforce is 55 or older.
Yeah.
We got to start putting people in place to do all this work and to be leaders as well.
Terrence, you talk about almost in a stereotype in the way that a lot of the stereotype is that if you don't really start with this stuff when you're in high school, you know, it's hard to get into the construction business. But as you mentioned, you're talking about maybe a career change, the idea of someone sitting at a desk right now getting an opportunity because of this very unique situation where a workforce is aging.
Great point, Justin. If you take a look at it right now, the Department of Labor came out with a statistic showing today or yesterday that there are actually more jobs available here in the U.S. than there are people to fill those jobs.
Right.
And what better jobs can it be than the high-paying jobs that we have here? So through buildillinois.com, you'll be able to view all the possible careers that we have in the construction industry. You know, as you had mentioned, the tradesmen and how the idea of the technology programs was taken out of our educational schools and et cetera, whether it be the sheet metal shops, the carpenters.
It used to be shopping all the high
schools,
right?
Electrician, all those are taken out of the schools. It's something that we need to reinstitute.
How do you do that? You can't even get kids to get an hour of gym a week. How do you get them to reinstitute shop?
So the vocational schools are gone, right? I mean, we know there used to be a bunch. I can tell you from my point of view at Duncan Roach, we've had a lot of success with first, second, third-year apprentices that are a lot more mature. Folks well into their 20s that have tried other things, that have that college debt, and they are doing great for us. It's a totally different paradigm from when I started in the trades. Everybody's coming straight out of high school. Not the most motivated, you know, when you're 18, 19 years old, 20 years old, you know, you have a different agenda. So some of the folks we're seeing that are more mature, more further along, and are able to say, you know what, this is a better path for me. This is a great wage, great benefits, something you can really support a family on, buy a home, and get, there's a lot of reward in it. You know, in my history, I would build single family homes, okay? I haven't built any skyscrapers. Now I sit behind a desk. I do a lot of estimating. I do a lot of sales. But to walk away from a house after 8 hours or after a 40-hour week or building that up and seeing that, you're walking away from that and seeing that meant a lot to me. That felt good. And 8 hours goes by lickety split when you're using your head and you're working hard.
Yeah.
And you're getting exercise. You're getting fresh air. And you're in a great way.
Let me ask you this, because one of the issues when you talk about you get emotional about, you know, what you build and how great that is and it sustains you. One of the issues with this industry, and it's not particular to this industry, is the ebb and flow of the economy. You will have, as we have right now, building into construction booms where you can go anywhere and trip on a crane. And then you have situations like 5-6 years ago where no one was building anything because of a economic downturn. How do you, and not in a recruiting way, but you two who have owned your own companies and been a part of this business, how do you weather that? How do you weather the ups and downs and the volatility of the construction business?
So we have the benefit of being in the Midwest, okay? The East Coast and the West Coast is more boom or bust. We're more steady. We tend to see the rise in construction after the coasts do. So there's less of that here, okay? There is a tremendous amount of work coming up. And it's not just because the economy is good. There's a lot of infrastructure going on when you think of O'Hare Airport. There's a lot of big projects, the Red Line project.
Yeah, right.
I mean, the mayor has brought a lot. And that's, you know, built up a lot for him.
If you think about it, location, Chicago will always have it. You're never going to take that away from us. But as we take a look at what we have here and what these careers that offer to us, where the minimum package I'll have for a laborer here is over $71 an hour, all right, up to our steel workers who are up over $88 an hour. These careers are something that will not only just provide you with a living wage for now, but gives you that benefit of a health package and a pension for the rest of your life. We take a look here, Justin. Nobody lives anywhere. Nobody works anywhere. Nobody gets anywhere unless it was something done by a construction industry. And whether we believe or not that is of any importance, just take a look at what you do on a day-to-day basis. It was done by us and people in our industry, and there's no getting away from it, and we need you. We need you, Boy Scouts. We need you, Girl Scouts. We need you, high schoolers, those who have.
I love it.
We need you, and especially our military. It's a great job, and we have some great input from our military individuals coming to us also, sir.
George Tuchowski and Terrence Roach in studio. They're representing the largest general contract association in Illinois, the Chicagoland Association of General Contractors, as we talk about the construction industry. BuildIllinois.com is the website. You guys, thanks so much for being my guest and downloading Chicago Business.
Thanks,
Thank
Justin.
You so much, Justin.